The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue visits Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
All right, we're looking forward to this Saturday at Rutgers. I think we're excited to get back on the field again. I know that Coach Ash and his team are feeling very good. They had a great win on the road in the Big Ten, and I think as everyone can see, they're getting better and better every week, and right now they have a lot of confidence. So we've got our hands full. We're going to have to go on the road and win our first Big Ten game on the road if we can, but it's going to be a very difficult game, and our guys are going to have to come ready to play, and I think it'll be an outstanding ball game.
Thank you, Coach. We will open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Jeff. You mentioned Coach Ash and Rutgers being improved. That's their second year, and I think that's what most of us expect. You know, second year you take a step forward, third year you take a step forward. Why specifically have you guys been able to take such a big step forward in your first year? Is it something keeping similar schemes from a year ago, or what specifically have you guys been able to do it in your first year rather than your second, third year, or something more common?
Well, I don't really know if it's one thing. I know kind of our mindset when I came in and what kind of I believe in is I want to try to win now, and I think it's important, in my opinion, when you come in to a football team, while you still want to build for the future, there's a lot of seniors on your team, a lot of veterans on your team that are going to hear you talk about winning now, and I think it's important that you relate to all the players that we're going to do everything in our power to try to win now, and then we'll worry about next year when it's next year. And I think because of that, we've worked extremely hard to try to improve our football team and personnel-wise in the offseason and developing our guys and trying to improve the mindset. And I think that, you know, it was a long process. We've gradually gotten a little bit better and better, you know, even – throughout the spring, summer, and fall, and even during the season. And I think that our guys, you know, do believe now that if they do play hard and if they lay it all on the line, they compete to the end, that we can be in football games. And if we can execute very well, then we can win games. And that's kind of how we've approached it, not too much more complicated than that. And I think our guys are working extremely hard. And you know, we still got a long ways to go, and we've got a tough schedule of Big Ten teams ahead that we really haven't beaten here before, and we've got to find a way to do it for the first time in a while. And, it starts this week against a very improved football team that knows how to win.
And then, obviously, this has nothing to do with this game, but you got you and Brian both coming back to Rutgers. If you could, Coach, I know you've coached 100 games since then, but what do you remember about that 06 Rutgers-Louisville game at Rutgers? It was kind of a seminal moment for Rutgers. I know you were quarterback's coach. Brian was the quarterback. What do you remember about that night, if anything, from 2006 Rutgers-Louisville on a Thursday night?
Well, believe it or not, they crushed our hopes and our dreams. I think if we win that game, we have a chance to be in the national championship game, and we came in there and had a lead in the first half and let it slip away in the second. But really, the environment in that game was tremendous. The fans were into it. It was loud. It definitely helped Rutgers having the 12th man there and extremely into the football game. And it caused some penalties on our part and some miscommunications. And, it was a great environment. So, the last time I was one of the last times I was there, we got it handed to us by a very hungry football team, and I see this is a younger version of a Rutgers team that's very hungry, and, it's not – I don't have great memories, let's put it that way.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Mike Carmen Lafayette, Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff. Obviously, you've talked about your defense all year, how well it's played, and it has. But did you expect your defense to be as physical as it's been through the first six games, the way they played and the aggressive mindset that they've played with?
Well, you know, as you know, Mike, I think that since I got here, we tried to get a grasp of who we have on the team and who our veteran players were and who we thought our best players were. And I think it didn't take long to figure out, you know, we felt we had some good football players on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that that has shown up. I think some younger guys that maybe haven't played as much, we still felt they were fairly talented as well. We just needed to get them in there. And I think we've got a good nucleus of guys that mixture of young guys that have played some that have done very well to this point, some veterans that have played outstanding. And we do try to play an aggressive style defense. That's how we've done it ever since I've been with Coach Holt and some of these guys. And we've gotten better every year on, in my opinion, what we do and our style. And our players really have played downhill. They've been aggressive. They've tried to, you know, really the strength of what we try to believe in is taking away the run and being aggressive with it. We've done a very good job with that. And then really, to be honest with you, we've just kind of been very opportunistic with turnovers, and we've found ways to get turnovers when teams are going in to score to prevent drives from getting points. And but I feel good about our personnel on defense, and I think that they'll continue to work hard and improve. And if we can keep most of the key guys healthy, I still feel like that's the strength of our team without question, and I have really since day one.
Do you feel like your scheme, though, is bringing out some physical play from these guys that maybe you didn't see when you were evaluating the film from last year?
Well, I do think scheme is a little part of it. I do think the mentality is a big part of it. I think that, we want to be aggressive at everything we do. We try to practice hard. We try to have a great deal of passion to want to improve and get better on the practice field. We try to challenge them on the practice field to treat every practice like it's the game and lay it all on the line in practice. And that way when you get in the game, it comes natural to you. And I think because of some of the personalities on our staff, we've got guys that have some intensity, that love football, and I think it carries over, and our players see that. And because of that, we've got players on the team that have some passion, intensity, and want to do well. And to this point, it's been a good mix, and I'm very confident that we will continue to play well on defense, but we'll continue to be challenged as well. I think that you're always going to hit some bumps on the road, but I like where we're at, and I think it is because we are a load the box attacking style of defense.
Okay, thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Lee Barfnick, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Jeff, a lot of times in a coaching transition, the first year really becomes a struggle with depth and injuries. Can you just kind of update us on how you guys are holding up in that regard?
Well, we're holding up, but, we've had our share, and we're continuing to get our share. And it probably just – but really it's like everywhere. Everywhere you're going to get a little thinner and thinner as the year goes
sure.
by, and you like to try to stay healthy. So we try not to make excuses or dwell on it, but, we've got some issues going on right now, and we've got to make sure that we get as many of our good players there for the game. Because of that, we kind of have to watch how we practice, because I definitely don't want to lose guys in practice.
Right.
But you still want to keep the intensity and the ability to work hard and improve. So we have to have that perfect balance. I do try to pride myself on being a player-first friendly coach and make sure we're taking care of our guys. Because without question, with our team now, there are certain guys that if we don't have them out there, it will be very hard to win, in my opinion. And we've got to make sure that we do our part to keep them healthy. And then if something happens during the game, then we just have to adjust and figure out a way to get other guys in there so that they can produce.
Good. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you very much.